This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica on track to meet 85% mastery in literacy at the grade 4 level. Prime Minister urges new public defender to champion access to justice for all. And new multi-million dollar hot mix patching program for the Southeast region. The news in detail after the break.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Now the news. The country's literacy rate is improving, with the Ministry of Education noting that the island is on track to meet the target of 85% mastery among grade 4 students by 2015. Speaking with journalists at a meeting last Friday, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says an evaluation will be done after this year's sitting of the grade 4 literacy test.
The country is now 7.6 percentage points away from achieving the Millennium Development Goal that we set for ourselves for 2015. The final measurement will be made after this year's sitting of the Grade 4 Literacy Test. In 2004, it was 57% of our children who attained mastery in this examination. In 2014, it is 77.4%. That is progress.
The minister notes that the 77.4% mastery obtained in 2014 represents a 30% increase in literacy rates over a 10-year period. This year's sitting of the Grade 4 Literacy and Numeracy Tests will be held on June 30 and July 1. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has issued a charge to newly appointed public defender Arlene Harrison-Henry to continue championing the right of all Jamaicans to access to justice. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the Office of the Public Defender was established to ensure that members of the public have access to a dedicated system to protect and defend their rights, investigate complaints against the state, and help pursue justice through the courts. She is urging Mrs. Harrison-Henry to ensure that the mandate of the office is discharged with diligence, especially on behalf of the poor and most vulnerable.
The work of the Office of the Public Defender is democracy in action. The very existence and active operation of such an office is a hallmark of a responsible and accountable government in action. The exercise of responsibility and accountability in government is not a destination. It is a journey to which I am personally committed.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the swearing-in ceremony for the new public defender at King's House last Friday. The National Water Commission, NWC, is reporting that works on the Port Antonio Water Sewage and Drainage Project is scheduled for completion by the end of February. In an advisory issued late last week, the NWC announced that there would be a slight delay in the final phase of the road reinstatement. However, Corporate Public Relations Manager at the NWC, Charles Buchanan, says those challenges have been overcome and asphalting of the major roads has started. Speaking with JIS News on Monday, Mr. Buchanan said upon completion of the project, Port Antonio will have improved roadways as consultations with the Parish Council in November led to an agreement to improve the surface of 15 streets.
Under this project, we had expanded the road reinstatement efforts from being limited to reinstating the trenches that were disturbed by the project to say, let's contribute more to the benefit of the town by reinstating the entire road width in the vast majority of cases.
Roads to benefit from complete improvements include West Street, William Street, Harbour Street, Richmond Hill Road, Norman Road, and Clement Lane. And the National Works Agency, NWA, is carrying out a new multi-million dollar hot mix patching project along 48 corridors in Kingston, St. Andrew, St. Catherine, and St. Thomas. The patching program is valued at just under $22 million. Work started January 19 and is expected to be completed within 8 weeks. 29 corridors will be addressed in Kingston, 10 in St. Catherine, and 3 in St. Andrew. Approximately 770 square meters of patching will also be carried out in St. Thomas. Communication and Customer Services Manager at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says motorists will experience minor delays for the duration of the project. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.